Some 117 South Sudanese students traveled from Uganda and joined 75 other students in Juba to write this year's Sudan School Certificate exams at Fatima Fakuru Secondary School in Juba. 17-year-old Nicholas James is one of the 192 students. He traveled from Kampala to Juba last week to take exams. Nicholas says the Sudan-Uganda Friendship Secondary School administration in Kampala informed students that their request to Uganda Education Ministry to allow students to sit for exams in Kampala was turned down because exam supervisors were not in Kampala and could not enter the country due to COVID-19 travel restrictions.
But then they said if we were to do it from there, then the supervisors, who are our supervisors, would have to be quarantined for 2 weeks, and we're supposed to start our exams on the 13th.
Francis Mustafa Manas, headmaster of the African Council Private Secondary School in Juba, says in February, Khartoum postponed March examinations until September due to COVID-19. Manas says all centers authorized to administer Sudan school certificate examinations outside of Sudan were expected to provide examinations papers to students enrolled in Sudanese schools. He says despite the COVID-19 pandemic, the South Sudan government accepted a request from Sudan's Higher Education Ministry to allow students to travel to Juba in order to take their exams.
The Vice President Riek Machar accepted it through the Council of Ministers, says the COVID-19 also. They said yes, the exam can be done because we are preparing for Form 4 examination. So the letter was brought to us here in the center. I received the letter and I said, they asked me, say, if it's possible for us to conduct the examination. I said, yes, possible, because the number was only 75 students. 75 is less, can be about four classes. So all of a sudden, we get a report that in Uganda, the government of Uganda refused for the exams we conducted in Uganda.
Manas says the African Council Private Secondary School started 6 years ago in South Sudan with centers in Kampala, Uganda, Ethiopia, and Saudi Arabia, among other countries, to help students who could not cope with the South Sudan education curriculum after cessation from the Sudan in 2011.
When we separated from most of the students were studying in Arabic by then, studying in Sudan curriculum. So when we came here, they could not continue with the South Sudan syllabus. So the parliament agreed that we should be given 5 to 6 years to study the same curriculum of Sudan to sit for exams.
Abdul Karim Ibrahim Mohammed, deputy director of the Sudan-Uganda's Friendship Secondary School in Kampala, says 13 candidates did not turn up for the examinations because their parents either could not afford the cost of transporting their children to Juba or feared the risk of their children contracting COVID-19.
Each family covered their students' feeding, accommodation, and transport fare to and from Juba. Each student paid a bus fare of 90,000 Ugandan shillings from Kampala to Nimule and between 3,000 and 5,000 South Sudanese pounds from Nimule to Juba.
Simon Nyok is Secretary General of South Sudan's Examinations Council and the Administrator of the African Council for Education and Development.
We have worked so closely with the International Task Force of COVID-19 amidst all the challenges of the pandemic. We also thank our brothers, the Sudanese Embassy, the ambassador here, who have worked so closely with us to ensure that these children have opportunities for their exams. Despite the fact that we are in a crisis, we made it happen.
20-year-old Adela Aldo, who hails from Wau, is one of the candidates in this year's Sudan School Certificate Examinations. Aldo says she was studying in a school in Khartoum until April, when her parents brought her back to Juba. Aldo says she is happy to be taking her final exam.
I couldn't believe that I would come and sit for my exam because the government of Sudan postponed it to an unknown date, and I lost hope. I thought that I would never study again, and 5 months indoor, and it was so bad. So when they announced that the exams were on September this month, it gave me hope to study and to move on with my career.
Aldo says school administrators are allowing only 20 students to sit in each classroom, rooms which normally accommodate 45 learners, and providing reusable face masks to exam candidates to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
When we came out of the examination room is when we removed them. The first day we sat for examination, they all gave us these masks.
The exams began on September 13 and will run through September 24th. For VOA News, I am Onel Walter Solomon reporting from Juba.